Reopening schools is causing a lot of tension here in the Commonwealth. School districts have been planning scenarios to return for months, and a growing number are opting to start with all remote learning. Then, just this week, Governor Baker released guidelines saying cities and towns with low coronavirus infection rates should opt for in-person learning this fall.
Those communities are in a perfectly appropriate place to have kids back.
Yesterday at the State House, a group of parents showed their support for reopening in person, and Channel 5 captured that scene.
Bring kids back! Bring kids back!
But not everyone's sure that's a good idea, such as Antonetta Brunell, a Boston Public Schools parent and teacher.
Yes, maybe there might be some lost learning. That's not going to kill them, but COVID can.
So all this hour, we are going to talk about reopening and we're going to take your calls. We're going to dive into one district that's particularly high need, Boston Public Schools. We'll talk to city leaders and parents about how they're managing the school system's decision to go at least partially online this fall. And later in the hour, we'll take your calls with Boston Public Schools Superintendent Brenda Caselius. But first, we want to turn to WBUR Edify reporter Carrie Young to help set the table and give us the big picture of the conversations happening around reopening schools right now. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Carrie, we can hear the tension in the sounds there. And there's a new WBUR poll out that shows that about half of residents respondents want hybrid learning. Of course, that means about half probably don't. So can you break those numbers down for us?
Yeah, so you're right. About half do want that hybrid learning, but only about 15% say that they want kids in schools full time. It also breaks things down by racial differences among people of color. It says about 40% prefer online learning, and that's compared to about 28% of white respondents.
So how do we match that up with what school districts are actually planning to do?
Yeah, so districts have a deadline of tomorrow to get their plans to the state. And according to the state, who's looked at all of these as they've been coming in, most schools are planning to go hybrid. There are some notable districts, though, that are starting remotely. I know there's Everett and Somerville are some of them. And then several districts did want to go hybrid, Salem in particular. But then just recently they announced, because their average daily coronavirus cases are on the rise and hitting concerning levels, that they're actually going to reverse course and start remotely.
So, Carrie, then yesterday, Governor Baker released new guidelines that match up school reopening plans with local COVID-19 infection rates. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's sort of a color coding system, and it's based on community's average daily case rate. So if you're in the red, that means you have a case rate of greater than 8. And that is suggesting that schools in those areas go remote only. Then there's yellow, that's between 4 and 8 average daily cases. If you're in the yellow, then the recommendation there is that you go remote or hybrid. That option opens up there. And then there's green and white, and that's less than 4 average daily cases. And essentially, the governor has said that communities in those particular categories with those lower rates, he says he doesn't see why they wouldn't open.
If you're in a green or a white community, I can't imagine a good reason not to go back, whether it's full-time or in some sort of a hybrid, because for all intents and purposes, you meet all the benchmarks that are being used across the country and across New England to make decisions about whether it's safe to go back to school.
Yeah, and the timing of this to me was kind of interesting. You know, as we've mentioned, the final drafts of the district reopening plans are due tomorrow. So this was really important information for districts to be working with, and it came in at the very last minute with just days to go, really.
Yeah, to your characterization of interesting timing, how are school districts reacting to this, especially those who have made remote learning plans, but maybe the governor's guidelines suggest that their district should do something else?
Yeah, I mean, so school leaders, superintendents are really under a lot of pressure right now. And from what I'm hearing from a good many of them is this is too little too late, you know, because originally, you know, the first deadline for these plans was that they should be into the state by last Friday. That was extended to this week. But, you know, some school committees have already passed their plans. You know, and the others that haven't already, they said, well, it can still be useful for determining when to reopen or go away from fully remote in the future. But yeah, it's definitely frustrating. I spoke with Tom Scott, who is the executive director of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents. And he says it would have been really great to have this information like 3 weeks ago. Here's what he said.
By not having things well in advance of decisions that have to be made, it provides opportunities for poor decision making or for conflict between different perspectives on how to solve this.
And as we heard in, you know, in our intro here, there is a lot of conflict and tension. So, you know, in his opinion, that extra information would have helped with the planning and maybe eased some of that.
So what are you hearing from parents? They've been giving a lot of feedback in the last few weeks, particularly.
Well, it really depends. You know we mentioned our poll data with about 40% or 50% responding that they would prefer, some type of in-person learning. I know Boston Public Schools had a poll that went out to parents with similar results. They said about 40% of their respondents indicated a direct preference for hybrid learning models. But that doesn't work for everyone, some parents are saying. You know, some working parents say that they don't like the idea. And, you know, parents with kids who have certain disabilities say remote and hybrid learning just aren't viable options for them. Roxy Harvey spoke about this last night at a city council hearing. She's the Special Education Parent Advisory Council chair. And she says she has a child with high needs and with a high needs disability, rather, and he's Black and Hispanic. And here's how she's sort of been reacting to these recommendations.
You cannot tell me as a parent that I am sending my child to die if I choose to make an informed decision and send him for in-person services while everyone else is at the park, the beach, in-person summer camps, and other places.
You know, and then again, we also have parents like we heard in the beginning of the segment who said they just don't want to take the chance of either their child getting COVID or maybe passing it on to a loved one who might be at risk. That, you know, learning at home is not going to kill them in the long run, but COVID could.
Okay, so I'm hearing so much tension, so much uncertainty. We're going to talk about this for the rest of the hour. Carrie, I'm delighted to know that you're going to stay with us for that hour. Sit tight with us now. Listeners, we are going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to take a deep dive into one of those districts, the Boston Public Schools.